For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. You know, ladies, with all the talk today about new wash day products, here's news you'll be specially interested in. News that means a dazzling clean wash for you. News about deep cleaning Oxidol. You see, it's an actual fact. Deep cleaning Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left enclosed by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. And this is a fact that was proved to women in an amazing washing demonstration. And one of the women present at this demonstration was Mrs. Donald Smith of Elmwood, Ohio. And here's what Mrs. Smith thought.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading sud to wear your clothes to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. The dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut studs.
Thanks, Mrs. Smith. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to do. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And then, most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, deep cleaning Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean. Sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, has Cousin Sylvester made his first mistake at last? During the past few months, the cousins have gone from one wicked victory to the next, without Ma or the family ever realizing the cousins' selfish plans. But on Friday, Cousin Sylvester seemed to overreach himself with pay. They were out at the country club dance, and Sylvester made certain advances to pay which were far from welcome. But let's hear for ourselves. Only a moment has passed now. It's still that same night. Fay has just run into the main room of the country club.
Gladys, honey.
Hmm?
Why, Fay, I didn't know you were here tonight.
Well,
hi. I want you to meet my friend. This is Mr. Hinn.
Gladys, I'm in a terrible hurry. Will you excuse me for barging in like this? But Sylvester, Gladys, can you take me home? I do want to meet your friend, but right now, here he comes. Gladys, will you stall him off? I'll meet you in the powder room.
I get it. A little trouble with the bully boy. Your dear cousin Sylvester. Graham, say, let me handle it.
Just tell him I have a headache. Tell him anything, but you are taking me home.
Something I can do, Gladys?
You just excuse me for 1 minute, Jimmy. You just sit right there and leave this to me. This is going to be a pleasure.
Looking for somebody, Sylvester, dear?
Huh? Hello, Gladys. You didn't happen to see Faye come in here, did you? I seem to have misplaced my girl.
Step in this direction, if you please, Sylvester. I have news for you.
Huh? Oh, listen, I'm not now, Gladys. I'm looking for Faye. If she's not in here, she must be out on a porch someplace or in the... Oh, hey, kiddo. Would you mind doing me a favor? I'll go in the little girl's room and see if Faye's in there.
I said out here. And don't call me kiddo, and kindly do as I say. You're not a member of this club, and I am.
Is this some kind of a squeeze play? What's going on here?
Out on the terrace, Roughneck.
But I... Yes, you first. Lead on, sister. Now, what's the score, baby?
This is going to give me great pleasure, Mr. Hammaker. I think that my friend Faye has caught on to you. I don't know why. She only asked me to take her home, which I'm going to do. But I have a feeling that at long last, Faye's got your number.
Miss Pendleton? I don't happen to know exactly what you think you're talking about, but I'm not in the mood for discussing it at the moment. I'll find her.
No, you don't.
Get out of my way.
If you come another foot, I'll scream. And I don't think you'd like that, Sylvester, dear. Yes, that's better. Now, let me give you a word of advice. Faye Perkins is the best friend I've ever had. I'm not much of a friend to her, but she and her mother have been wonderful friends to me. While I certainly admire your taste in picking your cap for my friend Faye, I can't say the same for her. I never did tell Faye what you tried to get away with that night at my house. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. I didn't even give you the good slap you deserve. Nor have I told Faye.
Why, that was only a friendly little love pat, baby. Who could help it? You're so gorgeous and you're
like... My name's not Baby. And I think you ought to have your head examined. If Faye wants to go out with a big two-timer like you, I've never told her how you called me up. All right, that's Faye's business. But Faye's just made it very plain that my escort and I are taking her home. So I advise you to leave well enough alone. You're through, brother. What did you do? Try to get fresh with her the same way you did with me?
Well, if you know so much, why do you have to ask? Okay. You point out that I'm not a member of this country club. This is your team here, okay. Tell Faye I'll be waiting for her in front of her house. Tell her I absolutely have to talk to her.
But you won't be waiting in front of her house. If we drive up there and you're anywhere to be seen, I'll call the constable. If you have any doubts as to what will happen to you, Sylvester, you just ask around this town who the Pendletons are. Now, I'm your horse, brother, and nothing has ever given me more satisfaction in my whole life.
Gladys, I'm going to get even with you if it's the last thing I ever do.
Sylvester Hammaker, I'll tell you something. You get funny with me or with Faye Perkins, and it will be the last thing you'll ever do. So long, Sylvester. I think Faye's come to her senses at last, and the buggy ride is over.
Did you see him, Gladys?
You know, I'm so pleased. I have such a nasty nature, but I never get a chance to use it. Now I was just so darn nasty.
Oh, thank you, Faye.
Tell me what happened.
I've been wondering. He just turned on me out of the clear sky.
Mm-hmm. Hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah, something like that. He must have gone crazy. I've been seeing him for weeks, and he's never acted like that. All of a sudden, he wasn't Sylvester anymore.
Say, do you really and truly believe that your cousin Sylvester is otherwise?
Otherwise? Oh, Gladys. Look, you don't have to take me home. I can get a cab. If you and your friend will just walk me to the door.
My innocent child, listen. In case you don't know it, the cousin Sylvester you suddenly met out in the dark tonight is the real Sylvester Hammaker. He's a grabber. He's a wolf. He's wrong from top to toe. He's strictly a goon. If he never made a grab for you until tonight, it's because he's been playing some kind of waiting game. But I tell you this to your face, Faye. I have proof. We needn't go into that. He's a very bad character.
But Gladys, he's our cousin. Only my fifth cousin, but... Good heavens, Gladys, how can I say that to my mother? Ma loves the cousin.
Then tell Ma the truth and let her love the cousins a little less.
No, I can't. Ma's had too much trouble lately. Ever since the cousins came to town, we've had nothing but trouble. Gladys, Ma loves the cousin. She loves them.
And do you love Cousin Sylvester?
I never want to see him again as long as I live. Golly, what am I going to say to Ma?
That you, Faye, dear? I'm sleepy. Come in.
Hello, Ma.
Hello, Faye. Well, ain't you home early, or is it that I was up so late? Jeff will come over. He didn't go home until just 20 minutes ago.
Yes, I'm home early.
Man, you got a headache? All this hot weather we've been having lately. And then I suppose the country club was crowded, and I ain't sure that you've been getting enough sleep, baby.
What? Yes, I suddenly discover I do. I have a little headache. I'll go to sleep right now, Ma.
I'll do that. Did Sylvester drive you home in his new car? Oh, well, he must have. Is he really buying the car?
Ma, you like Cousin Sylvester, don't you?
Well, I've liked him for all the nice things that you've said about him, Faye. And the nice way that he treats you, and the interest he takes in Paulette, and around the lumberyard, he's real polite, too, and... Oh, sometimes I hear him talking with his father in a way that Shuffle and Willie don't talk to each other, but... I'm not sure that Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester had all the advantages all their lives. Some things that Benita's told me, that they've had a real hard time with it.
You really have 100% tolerance, don't you, Ma? Your heart's so big you can excuse almost anything in a fellow human being. You are a very big human being, Ma Perkins.
Lonely, Wilson. What brings Iris up at past midnight?
I wonder if I should give him another chance.
Give him another chance? Who's it? Phone.
Oh, I think it's for me, Ma. Golly, I feel so trapped. What am I going to do?
Ladies, prepare yourself for the surprise of your life the first time you wash your clothes with deep cleaning Oxidol. For deep cleaning means Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out grimy dirt, gets clothes sparkling clean. You can see clothes washed with Oxidol are dazzling white and bright. You can feel clothes as soft and fluffy. You can smell clothes as sweet and fresh. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so, Faye wonders if she ought to give Cousin Sylvester another chance. We ourselves want to cry out no. But Faye is afraid to hurt her beloved mom. Well, Faye learns more about Sylvester tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.